Hello, it's Dr. Kevin Elko with a Monday morning cup of inspiration. Bullies. I get calls often about bullies. What do kids do about bullies? It's not easy to do, but standing up to bullies is what makes them go away. But I'm not sure what to do about bullies. In the long run, I'm not sure it's the external bullies that get us. We all have bullies. But I think it's the internal bullies. I grew up around a lot of bullies. I didn't know what to do with them. I used to fight them. I think my record was, I probably got about 25 little altercations with bullies. I think my record's 2-23. I might be exaggerating. I might not have won that one. But I guess these days, I'm more worried about internal bullies. Fear pushes us all around. Anxiety. Worry. Worry is praying for what you don't want. I've spoken many times on here about my son's best friend. And how I've talked with him because he has leukemia. And I tell him cancer is a bully. Sooner or later, we all have these bullies who are a lot bigger than the fat kid on the block. Bullies. And I tell him the stubborn's a good thing. You just need to know what to do with it. It's my son's friend Jacob. Don't let things bully you. I don't care what they are. I taught Jacob to talk to it. You could take my hair. You could take whatever you want. You're not bullying me. See, this man had cancer. And his greatest fear was losing his hair. He went into surgery, and he came out of surgery, and his wife and his three kids were there with their head shaved, and on lipstick on top of their head, it wrote, "Dad, it's you we love, not your hair." But the key point that I teach every time I speak, and all of the things that I come out and write about, here comes the key point. To overcome bullies, those internal bullies, and those are the ones, you've got to get away from how you feel. I feel like crying. I feel like pouting. I feel. I feel like they made me. They didn't make you. You made you. And you got to go to choices, not feelings, choices and decisions. I want to choose not to be afraid. I'm going to choose not to be bullied. I want to choose not to stop. I work with Louisville baseball. I tell this story often when I speak. And they're coming off of the plane that I'm going to board in wheelchairs. I didn't know there was an amputee basketball game, so I jumped out of the way. This man thinks I got in front of him. So he called me a body part. I guess that was supposed to bully me. I wanted to call him a body part back, push back against the bullies. But I chose peace. Not how I felt, how I chose. And I said, "Sir, I'm sorry you offended yourself, and I hope this day God blesses you and shows you favor." He goes, "Are you one of those?" I go, "Yeah, that's the way I roll." I saw a friend of mine, Nikki. She was at my daughter's graduation party yesterday. And she had two beautiful children. They were running out in the yard. But Nikki had her first child. And the doctor, who she called on a Friday to tell him her water broke, he said, "No, your water didn't break." When she went in on Monday, he said, "Yes, your water did break." As a result, she had an infection. And the baby was born brain dead. And Nikki was infected. We buried her child together. And she looked at me afterwards and says, "This isn't going to bully me. It's not going to push me around. By a doctor's mistake. I will not allow it to bully me. I'm going to live my life fully. I'm going to miss my baby, but we're going to live full." The doctor was disbarred. And she went on and had a family. But when I saw her yesterday, she had a smile on her face, just refusing to be bullied. Our series has become very popular, this series about finishing. Don't get bullied by emotions and obstacles and people and challenges. Make a decision that you're going to stay the path. You're going to stay the course. And you're going to run with perseverance the race in front of you, and you're going to finish. This is Dr. Kevin Elko. Be stubborn to bullies, especially the big internal ones. May God bless you.